Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 19, Text Number 28. Yam yogina yoga samadhina raho dhyayam tilingadasato mumukshasya tasyaisha daitya rushava padahato mukham prapashyamastanum utsrajah yam yogino yoga samadhina raho dhyayam tilingadasato mumukshasya tasyaisha daitya rushava padahato mukham prapashyam tanumut sasrjah yam yogino yoga samadhina braho dhyayam tilingadasato mumukshaya tasyaisha daitya rushava padahato mukham prapashyam tanumut sasrajah translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Brahma continued, he was struck by a forefoot of Lord, whom yogis seeking freedom from their unreal material bodies meditated upon in seclusion in mystic trance. While gazing on his countenance, this crease jewel of Diti's sons has cast off his immortal coil. Purport: the process of yoga is very clearly described in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said here that the ultimate end of the yogis and mystics who perform meditation is to get rid of this material body. Therefore, they meditate in a secluded place to attain the yogic trance. Yoga has to be performed in a secluded place, not in a public or in a demonstration on a stage, as nowadays practiced by many so-called yogis. Real yoga aims at ridding one of the material body. Yoga practice is not intended to keep the body fit and young. Such advertisement of so-called yoga are not approved by any standard method. Particularly mentioned in this verse is the word yam, or unto whom, indicate that meditation should be targeted on the personality of a Godhead. Even if one concentrates his mind on the bare form of the Lord, that is also yoga. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, one who concentrates his mind constantly in meditation upon the personality of a Godhead in one of his many varieties of forms is the first class yogi. And he can very easily attain trance simply by meditating upon the form of the Lord. If one is able to continue such a meditation on the Lord's form at the time of one's death, one is liberated from the mortal body and is transferred to the kingdom of God. This opportunity was given to the demon by the Lord, and therefore Brahma and other demigods were astonished. In other words, the perfection of yoga practice can be attained by the demon also if he simply kicked by the Lord. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svaptantika Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavan Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Barijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nivitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminyadinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyadeshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yam yogino yoga samadhino raho. Dhyayanti lingar asato mumukshasya. Tasyaisha. Daitya Rishabha Padadahato Mukham Prapasham Stanu Ut Sa Sar Jaha. He was struck by the forefoot of the Lord, whom yogis seeking freedom from their unreal material bodies meditate upon in seclusion in mystic trance. While grazing on his countenance, this crisp jewel of the sun has cast off his mortal coil. In the purport, Prabhupada, in the first line he says, the process of yoga is clearly described in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said here that the ultimate end of the yogis and mystics who perform meditation is to get rid of this material body. Therefore, they meditate in a secluded place to attain yogic trance. Prabhupada says yoga has to be performed in a secluded place, not in a public or in a demonstration on a stage, as nowadays practiced by many so-called yogis. Real yoga aims at ridding one of the material body. In Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 3rd verse, ஆருரோக்ஷர் முனிர் யோகம் கர்மகாரண உச்சதே யோகாருடசத்தசைவ க்ஷமஹ கரண உச்சதே. லார்ட் சேஸ் ஃபார் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் நியோஃபைட் இன் த எயிட்ஃபோல்ட் யோகா சிஸ்டம் ஒர்க் இஸ் செட் டு பி தி மீன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃபார் ஒன் ஹூ ஆல்ரெடி எலிவேட்டட் இன் யோகா சிசேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் மெட்டீரியல் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் இஸ் செட் டு பி மீன்ஸ். மீன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் ப்ராசஸ். So the process of yoga is through which one can get rid of this material body. The process of linking oneself with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead is known as yoga. It may be compared to a ladder of attaining the topmost spiritual realization. In the purport of this 6.3, Prabhupada clearly mentions, the Eightfold Yoga system attempts in the beginning to enter into the meditation through the regulative principles of life and practice of different sitting posture, which are more or less bodily exercise, are considered fruitive material activities. All such activities lead to achieving perfect mental equilibrium, to control the senses. When one is accomplished in the practice of meditation, he ceases all disturbing mental activities. A Krishna conscious person, however, is situated from the beginning on the platform of meditation because he always thinks of Krishna. And being constantly engaged in the service of Krishna, he is considered to have ceased all material activities. Since the mind is the central point of yoga practice, the purpose of the yoga system is to control the mind and to draw it away from the attachment of the sense object. And that's why it is stressed that one's mind should be engaged in the Lord's service. Sometimes externally we engage our senses in the service of the Lord. They may get purified, but if our mind is not there, then the consciousness will not get purified. Sometimes we do all the services as a burden of beast. Our mind is not there and we don't have really taste for rendering that service. But once when you start concentrating your mind or putting your mind or engaging your mind in that services, then what happens? Then you get connected actually. Because the whole yoga system has given to control the most subtle element in our body, that is mind, which is very restless. As explained in the Amrita Bindu Upanishad, Manayeva Manushyanam Karanam Moksha Bhut Bandhaye Pandeya Vishaya Sangat Mukta Iva Nirvishaye Manaha. Mind is the cause of our bondage and liberation. Once it gets entangled, gets attached to material sense gratification, no one can save you. And that's why this yoga system, generally called as a yoga, but it's not yoga, it's a yoga. Yoga means to connect, to link with the Supreme Personality of God. And to that, in the neophyte stage, which is known as a yoga rurukshuhu, in that stage, one has to follow the preliminary rules and regulations, which are known as a yama and niyama. By following that, or by practicing that, one is able to withdraw his senses from the sense gratification. Once senses are withdrawn, then it becomes very easy to engage our mind in that process. Particularly in this age of a Kali, it's not that easy to control our mind. Why? Because the quality of the living entities who are born in this material world in the age of a Kali, especially they are having a sahaja. Sahaja means the quality which has born with his birth. And that quality is manda sumandamatya mandabhagya udarataha. Manda sumandamatya mandabhagya upadrataha. Upadrata means whose mind is always disturbed. And without getting the mercy of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, we can't control our mind. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tumi Rishikesha Rishika Damiya. Oh my Lord, I have a strong desire to control my senses, but I can't do that unless and until you do it. Because who are you? You are a Rishikesh. You are a master of senses. And it's you who can control or who can subdue the senses. And if Lord becomes merciful on you, then anything can happen. Like here, this demon, who was against the will and wish of Lord, was abusing their lordship, was condemning all the activities performed by the Lord, attained the perfection of yoga. What has happened? Lord just touched him with his foot underneath his ear or cheek, and that person left his body while looking at the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. That's the perfection of life. Ante Narayana Smriti, as explained by Uddhava to Vidurji about this scenario on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Tathaiva channe naraloka veera yah ahave krishna mukha aravindam nayanavi pibando nayanavi ramam pathasta bhuta padamagatasya. This is what I have seen on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. I have seen that there were so many heroic personalities. All they were drinking the nectar of Lord's beauty through their eyes. And when they got purified by the arrows of Partha, Arjuna, then all they have gone back to Godhead. Because at the time of death, what they were looking upon, they were looking at the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, his most beautiful face. And here Brahmaji and other demigods, they were surprised. How come this deadly demon got such a chance? That he got killed by the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Because whoever gets killed by the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, what happens? That person attains the abode of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. From the next verse, or next to next verse actually, as in the next verse it is said that the two personal assistants of Supreme Lord have been cursed, have been destined to take birth in the demonic families. After a few such births, they will return to their own positions. And from the text number 30, there are nice prayers offered by demigods, where this says, Namo namaste akilayajnatantve stito gritamalaksatva murtaye Dishtya hatoyam jagatam varuntada Tvatpada bhaktya vayamishani vrittaha. The demigods address the Lord, all obeisances unto you. You are the enjoyer of all sacrifices and you have assumed the form of a boar in pure goodness for the purpose of maintaining the world. Fortunately for us, this demon who was a torment of the worlds has been slain by you. And we too, O Lord, are now at ease in devotion for your lotus feet. Purport. The material world consists of three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. But the spiritual world is pure goodness. It is said here that the form of the Lord is pure goodness, which means that it is not material. In the material world, there is no pure goodness. In the Bhagavatam, the stage of pure goodness is called Sattvam Vishuddha Sattvam. Vishuddham means pure. In pure goodness, there is no contamination by the two inferior qualities, namely passion and ignorance. The form of boar, therefore, in which the Lord appeared is nothing of the material world. There are many other forms of the Lord, but none of them belong to the material qualities. Such forms are non-different from Vishnu form, and Vishnu is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. The sacrifices which are recommended in the Vedas are meant to please the Supreme Personality of a God.
In ignorance only, people try to satisfy many other agents.
But the real purpose of a life is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. All sacrifices are meant to please the Supreme Lord. The living entities who know this perfectly well are called demigods, godly or almost God. Since the living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, it is his duty to serve the Lord and please him. The demigods are all attached to the personality of a Godhead. And for their pleasure, the demon, who was a source of a trouble to the world, was killed. Purified life is meant to please the Lord, and all sacrifices performed in purified life are called Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness is developed by devotional service, as certainly mentioned here. As clearly mentioned here. Certainly, bola kya ma? The material world consists of three modes of material nature. But Lord is beyond this material modes of nature. And that's why he called as a Vasudevam Vishuddha Sattvam. Sattvam Vishuddha Sattvam Vasudeva Kalpitam. So Lord, whenever he comes in any form, it is his form which is meant of pure goodness. There is no tinge of passion and ignorance of this one. And that's why we can't just equate the Lord's activities with ours. There are so many foolish people, they think themselves as a Lord. Do they have this particular form like a Lord? Do they have the body which is made of a Vishuddha Sattva? At times they become so passionate, they start abusing all other people or all other spiritual leaders. At times they behave so ignorant of so many things. Because Lord is being cognizant or omniscient, he knows everything. But these so-called Babas and Bhagavans, they don't know anything. But still they wanted to claim themselves as a Bhagavan. Lord may come in any form, but that form is not a material form. That form is beyond the modes of material nature. Even sometimes it happens that Lord seems to be very angry. That does not mean that he is taken over by the anger or mode of a passion. That's why he is like that. No. Generally it is said that why persons get angry? Kama bhavati krodho. When there is a lot of lusty desire and unfulfilled lusty desire, then that get turns into anger. But when Lord gets angry, that not because of this kama, which is nothing but the passion. Whatever he does, whatever activities that he performs, they are beyond this modes of material nature. That need to be understood. Mayavadis, they think, when Lord gets vikara and comes in contact with this material nature, then he takes form. Otherwise, Lord is formless. That is nonsense. Because every acharya, they have given some particular siddhanta. They are very well connected with the one particular thought process. Nothing was just mixing of so many things. There are so many spiritual leaders today, they have their own philosophy. At a time they are Mayavadis, at a time they are Vaishnavas, at a time they are Shaivas, at a time they are Ganpatas, at a time they are Shaktas. They try to take everything good from everyone. Are who are you to decide what is good and what is bad? And because of that, there is so much of dilution is going on in the Siddhanta. You can't call all these bogus cheaters as a guru, because guru means a person who has accepted the sadhu and shastra and who speaks through them. He never propagates any false propaganda. He is attached to a particular thought process which has come from the previous acharyas. That need to be understood. Otherwise, there are these so-called Babaji, they are really creating chaos in the society. Just recently, one so-called spiritualist, he's a philanthropist actually, he's not a spiritual person. Because spiritual person means he is connected with the absolute truth and he speaks according to that only. He never speaks at a time something else and at a time something else. Like at one time he said that there is no need of having temples and building such a big monuments which are none other than the shopping complex. And he himself has come up with a big huge temple now, which he has said as a shopping complex, the same way for socializing he has created the temple and people are coming together for that. The inauguration fest itself shows that it's just socialization, nothing spiritual is there. Got some Bollywood singers and asked them to chant bhajans. Do you think so that by chanting bhajans by these Bollywood singers, Lord is going to appear there? Lord clearly says that I come there wherever my devotees they sing. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta. Not the so-called singers from the outside or who does not follow any rules and regulations even of humanity. Forget about the spirituality. They themselves are contradictory to their own words. Again he says that there is no need of accepting a guru, just follow yourself. Then why we should listen to you? Who are you to tell us that we should not have a guru? There is some particular thought process that one has to follow. Like acharyas, whom we call acharyas, who are following one particular thought process. Like a Shankaracharya. He gave a Keval Advaita, monism. Then came Vishnu Swami, who gave Shuddha Advaita. Then came the Ramanujacharya, who gave Vishishta Advaita. Then Kumar Nimbarkacharya, he gave Shuddha Advaita Advaita. And Raman Madhvacharya came and gave Kevala Advaita. So they have their thought process and which was followed and established through their commentaries. It's not that you just amalgamation of everything. Oh, this is also good. Oh, this is also good. So we have to take good, good, good. But who are you to think what is good and what is bad? Because everything, whatever you think of this world, is relative. Whatever may be good for me, it may be bad for you. Like a food of some animal is poison for us. Because this world is of relativity. So that need to be understood. And for that purpose, Lord sends His pure devotees as acharyas, and they, as per the time, place and circumstances, gives us the Vedic import in a such a way that that particular time, place and circumstances, we can understand it, digest it and follow it in our life to attain the ultimate goal of our life. And what is that ultimate goal? To remember Krishna. Never forget Him. Purify our senses, purify our mind and engage in His service. Because He is the enjoyer of all the sacrifices. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. And who gets real peace of mind? That person who understands this. Otherwise there is a mental disturbance which is natural in this age of Akali. Each and every person has that. So we need to work on this. And to understand this, Prabhupada has given all this purport. So we need to read them. We need to contemplate on that. Chintan. If we don't do that, then it's very difficult. Hare Krishna. So, any question, any comment? शास्त्र के द्वारा ही आचार्य को जान सकते हैं और आचार्य के द्वारा शास्त्र को जान सकते हैं, क्योंकि स्थलकाल परिस्थिति के अनुसार शास्त्रों का अर्थ आचार्य हमें बताते हैं। जिस समय जो आवश्यक है उसी विधि को हमें उन आचार्यों के द्वारा स्वीकारना आवश्यक। जैसे कलयुग के प्रारंभ में भगवान बुद्ध आए और उन्होंने यज्ञ जो है वही बंद करवा दी। स्वयं भगवान यज्ञों के अधिपति होने के पश्चात भी यज्ञ ही बंद करवाए और वेद बाह्य कर दिए पूरा। एक नए शास्त्र का उन्होंने निर्मिति की।
बाजू
कर दिया पूरा। फिर जब देखा कि वेदों का जो विपरीत उपयोग हो रहा था वो जब रुक गया, तब लोगों को वेदों के प्रति पुनः आकर्षित करने के लिए श्रीपाद शंकराचार्य, और उन्होंने वेद ही जीवन का सार है, वेदों का अध्ययन ही आपको मोक्ष तक लेके जा सकता है, ये प्रस्तावित करने के लिए फिर अद्वैतवाद लाया। जब देखा कि लोग पुनः वेदों की तरफ आ गए हैं, वेदों का अध्ययन करने के लिए अनुकूल बन गए, तो फिर विष्णु स्वामी आए और फिर उन्होंने उपदेश दिया। विष्णु स्वामी कौन है? रुद्र संप्रदाय के पहले व्यक्ति, और रुद्र संप्रदाय किसका? शिवजी का। तो स्वयं शिवजी वापस आए वैष्णव संप्रदाय में और प्रस्तापित किया कि शुद्ध द्वैत क्या है। और ऐसे करते 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 फिर वेदों के मूल सिद्धांत को प्रस्तावित करने के लिए
शंकराचार्य शिवजी का अवतार बोलते हैं।
बोलते नहीं है, शिवजी के अवतार ही है। ठीक है, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। क्या है, ये चल नहीं रहा है प्रॉपर, बीच में ही कट हो गया। कुमार संप्रदाय है,
श्री वैष्णव,
श्री वैष्णव श्री संप्रदाय, माता लक्ष्मी से जो आता है। ब्रह्म संप्रदाय जो ब्रह्मा जी से आता है। श्री ब्रह्म रुद्र कुमार काय जरा हळू बोलायचो मालक, ते रेकॉर्ड झालं सगळं। हरे